we can learn as much from failed leadership as we can from successful leadership. Sometimes we look at someone who's messed up and they can be a total foil. It's often the case that Paro's procedure is used as a paradigm. His procedure of the way you oppressed Am Yisrael is used as a paradigm for anti-Semitism throughout the ages. As Machiavelli famously said, a true leader has to be both feared. It's best to be both feared and loved, but it's better to be feared than to be loved. And we see that Paro, the very beginning of Sefer Shemot, understood the complexity of the social issues involved in oppression. Right off the bat, V'yakom melech hadash mitzrayim eshalo yadat Yosef, when a new king comes in and he realizes that he has to consolidate his power, what does he do? V'yomer el amo, hinei am b'nei Yisrael rav atzum imenu. He starts to point out that the Jewish people are a problem. One of the oldest hatreds throughout the world is anti-Semitism. And he understands that in order to capitalize on that, again, consolidating his power, and by the way, you see this historically over and over and over again, he will try and cajole and coax and convince the nation they have to oppress the Jews. But Yomer Lamo, Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav Atzum Imenu. They're greater than us. They're more than us. They're spreading out. And then he starts a program to try and convince everyone to oppress the Jews. Let's oppress the Jews. Then he does it slightly in secret. Then he does it broader. We start to bring in the whole people. After the meal, I joke, don't listen to him. We know further on, he's going to say, okay, if they're not going to do it, let's bring everybody involved. V'yitzav paro l'kol amo l'mor, kol ha'ben ha'yilod, ha'yor ha'tashlichu v'chol bat t'chayun. He tries to create some half-genocide, perhaps culturally, an entire genocide to destroy Am Yisrael. And right at the end of this past Shabbat's Parsha, we know that the Am is still kind of with him. It's starting to break, though. With the warning that Moshe gives about Barad, the Moshe said it's going to be really bad, so the people start to waver. Hayaret Dvar Hashem. God fears. Among the Mitzrim were God fears, Mavdei Paro, of the servants of Paro, Hinisa Davadav, Igneo Batim. They brought their animals in, thinking that, oh my gosh, maybe it's true. It's like happening over and over again. Maybe Paro is not the God that we thought he was. I mean, Paro is not the strong man. So some of them start to crumble. But at the end of last week's parsha, V'yar Paro ki chadal matar v'abarad v'kolot, Yosef lachto, v'chabed libo. At the end, after Barad's over, Hashem is mechabed libo, hu v'avadav. He and his servants. But now we see the crack. The crack that began with Barad is starting to enlarge, is starting to make the entire thing crumble when we get to the beginning of our parsha. So I did harden the heart of Paro. I did harden the heart of his servants. And now we're going to bring the last series of Makot. It is interesting, right? That in our version of the breakdown, we break down the Torah with these last three, as if they're a section, even though it's not typically the way the sections are broken up. As far as the Parsha goes, they are. And it comes to our Ben. What do they say in Pasuk Zion? Moshe warns them, I'm now, whatever's left, and there's not much left, I'm going to totally destroy your economy. That's it. It's over. You're wrecked. Vayomru avdei paro alav ad matai yezelam lemokesh. The people have started to get it. They've started to get it, and they turn on Paro. Shalach ad Hashem v'yavdu et Hashem Elohim. Let them go already. Haterem teda ki avdam Mitzrayim. Do you not realize that you've lost it all? Does all of Mitzrayim have to be completely destroyed? Don't you get it? We know, taking thousands of years later, Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, what did he do? He became so intensely xenophobic, so full of anti-Semitic hatred, so corrupted mentally, that he actually risked all of German success because he wanted to kill the Jews. Right? Certain historians want to claim, had he not focused on that and used up so much energy, maybe he would have held it together. Paro was the same way. It's the same as one of my teachers, Zizor Twersky, used to say, that anti-Semitism is really just an insanity. It makes no sense. It's just baseless hatred. And that base hatred can destroy yourself. So Paro's like, no, we'll keep fighting. And the people have finally turned and they wake up. This xenophobia, hatred of the other, in this case it was our people, a hatred of the other can be so consuming, destroys everything. So we learn from Paro, perhaps we can take a step back and say, check the world. World, check yourself. This will lead to full destruction. And it does. That's exactly what happens. Hatred of the other can lead yourself to self-destruction. It's an amazing thing. And when he loses the people, when Paro loses the people, Choshech is about to come, and then Makot B'Chorot, and then it's all over. Right? Makot B'Chorot, it's almost like a different thing. So it's the people. It's the people, and any leader who loses the will of the people needs to check himself and realize he's lost it all. Have a good day.
Class is at 9:15. 9:15, she wants to say.